Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 8th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Our Mishnah continues talking about a case of witnesses that are signed at the bottom of a get, and we deal with also a get that's been forced upon a husband to give, sometimes based in force of a husband to give a get to his wife, and if he is chayv to give the get to his wife and he doesn't want to, then the Beis Din will apply some force until he says, I do want to. And then he writes the get and he gives it. And even though, of course, a get has to be done with the consent of the husband, nevertheless, we say that once they force him till he says, Rotsa'ani, the get will be kosher. A get sheksavay ivris v'edov yivonis. Have a get that was written in Hebrew, but the signatures were done in Greek. Or the other way around, Yevonis, it was written in Greek, Vedov Ivris, and the witnesses signed in Hebrew. Eid Echod Ivri, one aid signed in Hebrew, Ved Echod Yevoni, one in Greek. Or Kosav Hasoifer V'ed, the Soifer, the one who wrote the get, happens to be also a witness plus another witness. In all these cases, kosher, the get will be acceptable. The Gemara explains that in the last case we mentioned, the case where the sofer acts as an aid as well, the chiddush here is to tell us that we are not worried. Maybe the husband did not tell the sofer to write to seal it or to sign it. Maybe he told two others, tell the sofer that he should write it, and that these and this were aiding. Maybe that was the case. And maybe what they did was, maybe they got the sofer to sign it, not to embarrass him. Maybe that's what happened. And if that is the case, the get's not good, no good at all. The Mishnah wants to tell us we're not worried about that. We do not suspect such a case. And we say that a sofer, a scribe, is not going to sign on the get unless he would have been instructed by the husband to do so. What happens if a witness writes, Ish Ploini Eid? Let's say his name is Reuven and he writes, Reuven Eid. He didn't write the name of his father. Kosher. The get will be acceptable. Or if he didn't, he write his own name, but he wrote his father's name and he wrote, Ben Ish Ploini Eid, the son of Yaakov, as an aid. And he didn't say his own name, Reuven. Again, kosher, the get will be acceptable. Or if he wrote, Ish Ploini, Ben Ish Ploini, he wrote, Reuven, son of Yaakov, but he missed out the word aid, Vlakosav aid. In all these cases, kosher, the get will be acceptable. In fact, continues the mission, Evechach hoyo, hoyo niki hadas Yerushalayim oisen. That's how the people who were in Yerushalayim, these were people who were settled, their minds were settled, they were very collected in their approach, and they spoke short, they spoke briefly, and that's how they used to do it. They used to write their name, the name of their father, they wouldn't even bother adding the word aid. And it's acceptable. Kosav chanichoso b'chanichoso. What happens if the sofer wrote on a get the nicknames of the husband and the wife, didn't write the proper names? Kosher, that get will be acceptable as well. Not preferable, but it's acceptable. Get mu'uzah. What happens about a forced get? When the husband gave a get under force. Be Yisrael. If the Beis Din forced the husband to give the get, and it was done appropriately, he was chayv, he was obligated to give a get, and he refused to, until Beis Din forced him to give it, kosher, the get will be acceptable. If, however, it was not done correctly, Beis Din made a mistake, then we say the get is possible, unfit to use, and she's not allowed to marry with it. However, it's good enough to be possible for a kohen. If she wants to get ever married of it to be a kohen, we'd say no. We'd say that she can't marry a kohen. It's already got a smell of a get. It's good enough for that, to make her possible for a kohen. Uva goyim. If, however, goyim forced him to make the get, even if it was roi, even if it was deserving to do that, possible. The get is possible. Nevertheless, even though the get's possible, once again, it would be enough of a get, enough of a smell of a get to make a possible for kahuna, but the Chachamim made exera for that. Now, if it was a case where the goyim forced him to do it, to give a get, and it was not even appropriately, not even kedin, then it wouldn't even have a rech get, it wouldn't have a smell of a get. Not only would the get be possible, but she would not even be unfit for a kohen later. And in the case of goyim, we would hit him. They would hit him. If the goyim were hitting him and telling him, do what the Jewish court tells you to do, then we say it would be the kosher, the get would be kosher. If the husband was chayav to give a get to his wife, but the basin didn't have the power to do so, basin would tell goyim to force the husband to give a get, and they would hit him. And then it's all, that's kosher. Because in such a case, the goyim are not paskening, they're not ruling anything. They're simply a rod of punishment in the hands of Beis Din. Beis Din is simply using them to execute the law of giving a get, which they couldn't do. They didn't have the power. And therefore, it doesn't matter who's going to be the hitting, whether a Jew hits him or a goy hits him. If it was appropriate that he should be forced to do the get, it'll be a kosher get. The Rambam asks an interesting question: why isn't the get bottle if it's forced, even if it's a Jewish court forcing him? And he explains the only time we say a get that's forced is possible is when the person is chayiv was forced to do it and he wasn't even obligated min haTorah to do it. For example, he was forced to sell a property by it was under duress. That's something which is not chayiv to do min haTorah. But in a case where the yetzer hara of a person wants to stop him doing a mitzvah, or does an Avera, and Beis Din hit him until he does what he's meant to do, that's not called onus, that's called onus of himself. That's called a person who was being led by his Yetzer Hara. And by the Beis Din hitting him, really what's happening is they're opening up the Yetzer Tov, and it comes out that when he says Rotza Ani, we say that is called Lirutzona, that's called with his Rotzon. Mishnah Tess. We're going to hear talking about a woman who there's a rumor that she's been married, that she's Mukadashis. We don't have proof, but there's rumors going that she is a married woman. And afterwards, there's a rumor that she was divorced. What happens in such a case? Yotza Shmo Ba'ir Mukadashis. What happens if there was a rumor going around that this girl, who was until now an unmarried girl, now there's a rumor that she's Mukadashis? Says the Mishnah, Harzeh Mukadeshes. We say that out of the Sofik, because of a Sofik, we say she will be Mukadeshes. And she's not allowed to marry someone without a get. The Gemara explains that we don't mean here that they only heard a voice or some rumor, but they actually heard people talking about this. For example, they said, oh, we saw candles burning in the house. We saw there was beds made. We saw women happy with her. We saw women saying to each other, oh, isn't that nice that Rochela was engaged today to Pliny? Yeah. That's called a rumor. And it's a rumor enough to say Mukadeshes. Mugureshes. What about if there's a rumor that she's been divorced? And the Gemara explains we mean the same woman who there was a rumor that she was Mukadeshes. Now there's a rumor that she's divorced. Is that good enough? Says the Mishnah, yes, Harzeh Mukadeshes. We say that since the only way that we knew she was Mukadeshes is only through rumor, all it takes is a rumor that she's Mukadeshes to break that rumor, and that's fine. Uvilvad shelo yehei shom amasla. As long as there's nothing, amasla. Amasla here means as long as there's nothing that breaks that rumor or that softens the rumor. In other words, and the Gemara and the Mishnah is going to explain what's an example of that. Ezohi amasla, what's an amasla which would break the rumor? For example, if it was a get, And a rumor came out like this: Gerash ish ploni asishta al tanai. This man apparently divorced his wife, and there was a condition attached. Well, in such a case, we are concerned maybe the condition was never even fulfilled anyway. Or in the case of kiddushin, together with the rumor that she was mukadashis, came across also something that breaks that rumor or breaks that suffix. Zorik la kudasha kiddushah. He threw her kiddushin, but it's not sure. Safik Horev Loi. We don't know if the Kiddushin that he gave her, the money or the ring that he gave her, did it reach, was it closer to her or closer to him? So we don't even know for sure if the condition was satisfied. Zuhi Amasla, these are examples of something which would break the rumor, and the woman would retain her chazaka that she had before the rumor came out. In the case of Kiddushin, we'd say she's still considered an unmarried girl. In the case of Gerushin, we'd still consider a married woman, a married girl, and therefore, and that status would still hold.